John Curtis is back in the building. John worked on my show when I was on here in the middle of the day in the middle of America. What was it, 13, 14, 15, 16 years ago you were on with me, John?
That sounds about right.
Something like that. John ran the board, as Josh does now, and helped me put the show together every day. Since then, he's gone off to do all sorts of things, including being a news reporter. And then several years ago, moved to Colorado and cashed in, and I mean that in every sense of the word, on medical marijuana first and then recreational marijuana. Now he's given up on Colorado and moved back to Missouri, where he and his company are one of only two companies to be licensed in the state to sell cannabis oil. Do I have this all correct so far, John?
Yeah, that's about right. CBD oil.
Okay. So, first of all, let's talk about what that is, and then we'll go back to Colorado, because I'm fascinated by that recreational marijuana business they have there. But what is CBD oil, and who can you sell it to?
Well, CBD is one of two main compounds in the cannabis plant, THC being the other. Most people are familiar with THC because it is the active ingredient that is psychoactively effective.
That's what gets you high.
That's right. And so the other compound is CBD, and it tends to have more analgesic type effects, some health benefits, but it really depends on what ails you as far as what compound is going to be most beneficial. They both have benefit, and in reality, they have the most benefit when taken together in a whole plant extract, because you get something called the entourage effect, where one sort of boosts the other along.
I thought you were going to tell me that you end up making an HBO series that runs too long and then becomes a bad big screen movie. That's the entourage effect that I know. So I'm a little confused about this, because here you are, you're selling cannabis oil in a state where cannabis is still illegal. We're going to have a referendum in November on the ballot about medical marijuana.
Right.
But at this point, both medical and recreational marijuana are illegal in the state of Missouri. How are you selling it?
Except for the General Assembly in 2014 passed a statute that said they're going to create two licenses in the state out of compassionate need to treat people who have intractable epilepsy. And so to have intractable epilepsy, you have to have tried at least three conventional pharmacological treatments, and those have to have failed or you've experienced very dramatic side effects from them. And then they will allow you to try the CBD oil, which, interestingly enough, doesn't really have any side effects and has, in our experience, a higher efficacy. So, you know, unfortunately, we do have a law here. It's very limited, and it forces you to go through several powerful pharmaceutical medications before they allow you to try something that is both, A, more likely to work, and B, less dangerous.
So only people who have epilepsy is there a difference between that and regular epilepsy?
Yes. Regular epileptics tend to respond to some treatment. To have intractable epilepsy, you have to fail three of the standard pharmacological protocols.
Okay. Now, I know nothing about epilepsy, as has become immediately apparent here, but I know that people who have epilepsy can have horrible seizures. If they take CBD, does that make those less likely to happen? Does it make them less severe? What happens?
Well, in order to come to our facility and receive cannabis oil, you have to have a recommendation from your neurologist. So we are not doctors. We do not diagnose or treat any illness, but their physicians, their neurologists, must give them a recommendation. So once that happens, they come in. We've had about 85% efficacy. We have most of our patients are children, but we do have some adults, and it is not a panacea. Not everyone sees remarkable results, but I say that so I can say this. We have many people who we are now helping who have seen a remarkable reduction in seizure activity. We have one gentleman who's 33, and he's gone more than 40 days now without having a seizure. He was having dozens every day. We have several children who are having between dozens and hundreds of seizures every day. Now, they're not all the violent drop seizures that you think of when you think of epilepsy. Sometimes.
Somebody on the floor shaking and locked up at the same time.
And that does happen. But also, seizures are sometimes just someone, you know, nodding their head down and closing their eyes and becoming non-communicative. So we have several people that we're working with right now that have seen truly remarkable reduction in their seizing activity.
And how is CBD oil administered?
Sublingually, so they just take it orally. And
so is it a pill that they're taking?
No, it's actual oil.
It's so liquid.
We grow the plants here in Earth City, and after we harvest them, we, for lack of a better term, run them through a food processor and get this sort of very rough chop material. And then that material is soaked in organic ethanol, very, very high proof alcohol. And then we take that and run it through a rotovape, which is a piece of lab equipment. And that separates the alcohol from the oil. And then we take the oil that we extract, put that in a vacuum oven to get off the very last bit of alcohol. And then that concentrated CBD oil gets mixed with just typical hemp seed oil that you could buy at Whole Foods or any other store.
So when you're saying sublingually, meaning it goes under the tongue?
It goes in the mouth. Under the tongue is sort of preferable.
Okay. And are you using like an eyedropper to put one drop in there and that's a dose?
It's a tincture. Dosage depends on body weight. So, you know, the older and larger you are, the more you need to.
But nobody's drinking a glass of CBD oil.
No, you'd go to sleep. You'd be fine, but you'd probably go to sleep.
I was going to ask, what are the side effects of it?
Not really anything. CBD is non-psychoactive, so there's not going to be any sort of high associated with it. Some people experience a small amount of drowsiness. Most of our customers are children, so we're not too concerned about them driving, but the adults that we do see, you know, if they are able to operate machinery, we just ask them to get used to the feeling and you know, learn how they will respond before they set out to do something like that.
Okay, you said you're growing the plants here in Earth City.
We are.
Does that mean there's a warehouse full of weed?
It means there's a warehouse full of cannabis that meets the definition of industrial hemp, which is
point. Oh, it's hemp.
Well, so what the difference between cannabis and hemp is, you know, it's sort of like the difference between yellow and canary.
That's very good. I like that.
But the federal government has sort of arbitrarily defined industrial hemp as any cannabis plant containing less than 0.3% THC, and the state of Missouri included that in their statute. So our plants do not contain THC. It will not get you high.
Here's why I'm leading with that. If and when medical marijuana is approved in the state, which will be the first step, because I think recreational marijuana is a long way off. There are four states that have it now. Missouri will not be amongst the next 4 to 10, I don't think, because of the, you know, we're the show me state. You got to have other states do it first, and then you got to show me that it works there. Although, interestingly, in Colorado, I saw a story this week that the number of teenagers who are smoking weed has gone down since they legalized recreational pot.
I brought that story with me in case I was asked about what happened in Colorado. Hasn't the sky fallen already?
Yeah, but, well, we're going to get back to that in a second, but here's what I'm really asking you. The plants that you're growing now in Earth City and turning into CBD oil, could those also then be turned into medical marijuana, or is it a different plant?
It's a different plant. I mean, it depends on what a person is looking for and what they're trying to treat. So, in theory, these plants could be used as medical cannabis, depending on what the customer was trying to achieve. But for most of the ailments that people seek out cannabis for, you want a little bit of THC. Epilepsy seems to be particularly susceptible to CBD treatment, but many other illnesses, especially folks who have cancer, they need a little bit of THC, not enough to get them high, but you want to add a little bit of that in because it's the whole plant extract that seems to be most effective.
Has this been approved by the FDA?
There are a couple of cannabis-based medications that have been approved by the FDA. Marinol is one, which is a synthetic version of THC. There are trials going on right now in the state of Missouri, led by a British company called GW Pharmaceuticals, and they are doing trials of a drug called Epidiolex, which is being developed to treat epilepsy as well. Our understanding of those trials is that the rate of efficacy is lower and that the side effects are higher. But yes, there are medications, and there will be more coming. There was just a story today about THC being shown to improve Alzheimer's patients and help in reduce the plaque that causes those symptoms in the brain.
Okay, let's get back to Colorado. You were out there for 6 years or so?
Yeah, a little more than 6 years.
And you were one of the people who actually had one of these marijuana retail operations?
So I moved to Colorado in October of 2009, and the week I moved was the week that the Justice Department issued the Ogden memo, and that was the first inclination we got from the feds that they would begin to take a wait-and-see approach about how we comported ourselves.
Okay.
So once that happened, local municipalities like Denver and Boulder and Fort Collins started to consider, you know, how do we go about licensing? And this was before the Colorado Department of Revenue had taken over. And so it was still being administered by the Department of Health out there. I just, along with my partner, started applying for as many licenses as I could. We ended up getting a few, and that then a few turned into like seven. So we ended up with three retail dispensaries, two in Denver and one up in the mountains, and two large warehouse grows, both in Denver.
And business was good from the beginning, right?
It was. As a matter of fact, the very beginning was really, really good. And then just after rec passed was really good, mostly because of cannabis tourism. But yeah, the novelty was so intense when it first happened. So we opened our first store just north of downtown in an area called the Rhino District of Denver. And I mean, the lot was always, the waiting room was always full, the parking lot was always full. We could never grow enough.
But I know that you had a problem, banking, because the federal government still does not approve of legalized marijuana in the four states where it is, or even in the 22 states where medical marijuana is approved. Companies that sell it have a problem with banks not being willing to take their business, give them accounts, etc., and the credit card companies as well, because they're worried about that difference between state law and federal law.
Right.
How much of a problem was that for you?
Huge problem. For us, we were fortunate in that we had a pre-existing relationship with the bank from a similar, I don't want to say a similar business. We had another business, and we were able to use that bank account for a long time. We had merchant processing services, so we could take credit cards. But we were the exception. The rule is that it was very difficult for people in this business to bank their money, and it's extraordinarily dangerous to have stacks of cash
yes.
sitting in the back of your store.
Of any business.
Doesn't matter what you are, but yes, very
right.
dangerous.
Okay. How are we going to get around that if and when this gets passed in Missouri?
Well, things have improved. You can't, as of now, you can't just walk into a bank and open up an account like any other business. But the Federal Reserve has issued some guidelines, as has the Department of Justice. And so now we are seeing some banks quietly being willing to take our business. Now we have to pay them an administrative fee every month because they have to watch our account very closely. They somehow think that we are more prone to launder money than other businesses.
And by the way, is this the case with your current business, Belief Co., that's selling the cannabis oil?
We do have a bank account, yes.
Okay. Could you also be using the new peer-to-peer payment systems like Venmo?
We could, and I think that's something that will be looked at depending on what happens in November.
Gotcha. Could always go Bitcoin.
My son's been trying to explain to me what Bitcoin is for a long time. I'm still unclear.
Well, when he does, tell me, because okay. I don't get it either.
Will do.
The business is called Belief Co. online at BELEAF.com.
BeliefCo.com.
Oh, BeliefCo. Okay. Okay. BeliefCo.com. If you want to find out about this, if you have friends or family members who are epileptics, you may want to know about this medication. Talk to your neurologist about it. I think it's very interesting and may be one of the steps that will eventually lead towards legalizing at least medical marijuana here in Missouri and then eventually perhaps recreational marijuana. John Curtis, great to see you. Thanks for coming back in today.
Thank you, old friend.
I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.